Welcome back to Targum Yonasan on the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg. This week's Parsha, Parshas and more, we have a very interesting comment to the Targum Yonasan that I'd like to take a look at, and hopefully we can glean a few very interesting points from it. So we have in Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Chaf Zayin, learning some halachos about karbanos, specifically that a karban has to be with its mother for 7 days, and then only on the eighth day is going to be usable for a karban. And the Targum Yonasan over here in Pasuk Chaf Zayin has, first of all, a little intro that seems to be not part of the Targum Yonasan. It seems that not all Gersos of Targum Yonasan has this comment. But anyway, the main comment of Targum Yonasan over here begins regarding translating the first few words of the Pasuk. So the Pasuk starts off saying, Shor o chesev o eiz, if you have a shor, an ox, or a chesev, or a sheep, o eiz, or a goat, and when they are born, then the Pasuk continues that they should be 7 days with their mother. So now the Targum Yonasan says as follows. Starts Torah with an aleph at the end, meaning a shor, an ox. An ox is chosen before me, says Targum Yonasan, in the name of Hashem, because of the schus of the saba that comes from the east, the schus of the old man who from the east is referring to Avram Avinu, that Karev Lishmach Bar Torin Rakich Shamin, who brought for your name an ox, or Bar Torin Rakich Shamin would seemingly be translated as a Ben Bakar Rach Veshemen. Veshamin, right? That young cattle that is soft and fatty, and this is an allusion to the pasuk in Parshas Vayera where Avram serves these three oxen actually to his guests, and then so it's a reference to Avram Avinu. So that's why we start off with the shore. So basically, the Targum Yonasan is explaining why these three animals are chosen, and particularly why in this order. So the shore corresponds to Avraham, because Avraham served a shore to his guests. And then the Targum Yonasan continues, Imra, and why do we have the sheep after Isbechar, that's chosen, Tinyan second, Begin Midkar Zechus Yashir Dis Isakar Agabe Madbecha, Zechov Izdaman Le Imra Techosoid La'alasa. Well, this is a reference to the one who was bound up on the Mizbeach. Of course, this is a reference to Yitzhak Avinu, and he was bound up like a sheep, and then he was replaced by a sheep, and the sheep or a ram was offered instead of him. So we start with an ox, reference to Avram Avinu. We go to a sheep, reference to Yitzhak Avinu. And the third thing was an aes, a goat. And then it continues, Targum Yonasan, Gidi Barize. Why is goats chosen next? Why are they chosen next? Is Bechar Techosa their next? Begin Midkar Zechusa Shalima Davag Gedoye Vnei Ize Tavshilin, because of the wholesome one, the shlima, the wholesome one, or the ishtam, who brought the goats, who prepared the goats, tavshilin va'ovel lavui uzachal makabala star birchasa, and then he brought them to his father and received the bracha for it. So these three animals, shor and kesev and eiz, they are a reference to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So karbanos are connected to them. There's a schus in the avos as seen by these animals. Okay, so there are a few questions we can ask, but for now we'll just stick with one, which is that yeah, these are some nice scenes, but the truth is that we see a lot of, you know, we see the avos interacting with a lot of different animals. We know that Avram had special camels that were part of his that were, you know, recognizably his. We know that Avram, when he went to the Akedah, he was riding on a donkey. Avram himself was the one who brought the ram as a korban. So we see Avram interacting with a bunch of different animals. We know Yitzhak had a lot of animals. Yaakov, over here, in fact, the Targum Yonasan chooses the goats that were served to his father, but doesn't choose the goats and sheep that Yaakov looked after for all the years when he was working for Lavan. So why is it specifically here? We also see Avram bring many animals as karbanos and some small birds as well, in the Brisbane and Basarim. So why is it that these three animals represent the avos, and particularly in these three moments, specifically the serving of the angels of Avraham, the Akedah of Yitzchak, and the taking of the brachos of Yaakov? So perhaps we can suggest that it's not just that these, you know, we have scenes of the avos interacting with these three animals respectively, but rather we have to think about the avos and their primary midos. So they're described. Avram, of course, is known as being as an ish chesed, a man of kindness, and Yitzchak is known for his gevura, his strength, and his self control, and Yaakov is known for his emes, or more Kabbalistic terms, especially, you know, during Sfira, the midah of Teferes, which is this beautiful blend and a mix of chesed and gevura. It's a balance. So perhaps we can actually see these midos highlighted by the animals from each scene. In the scene with Avram Avinu and the Ben Bakar, the ox that he served, so that was clearly a demonstration of Avram's chesed. Avram is doing chesed. Avram, the man of chesed, is doing chesed when he serves ox, and therefore that's the animal that in particular that is going to symbolize Avram and his chlios. The when does Yitzhak, when's the ultimate display of Yitzhak's gevura, his self-control, of not being about himself and living for somebody else, when he's willing to give up his life to Hashem? So that is the ultimate moment of Yitzhak's gevura, and therefore the animal that we see associated with Yitzhak at that moment of the Akedah would be the sheep. And of course, Yaakov is the Midah of Teferes, of this blend, of this balance. And it's not just the balance, but it's Yaakov taking upon himself to balance out his personal role and Esav's role, and to be able to carry on the mission of his father and grandfather, right? Yaakov's going to be carrying the chesed of Avram, the gvura of Yitzhak, and blend it together to be Teferes. So when does that happen? That happens at the scene when he takes the brachos. When he takes the brachos, he's doing the balance and the MS that he needs to do in order to acquire the brachos, but he's also going to be taking on the mission of Avram and Yitzhak and blending them together and moving it forward. And of course, the animals that we see at that moment are the goats. So these three animals don't just represent the midos, sorry, don't just represent the schlios of the avos, but also the midos of the avos. And that's really what we're supposed to be trying to tap into when we're thinking about the karbanos, when we're bringing karbanos. We're trying to tap into the schlios and the midos of the avos. It's also interesting to note that these three scenes are all about people giving. All that the avos in each one of these scenes are giving something, and they're actually giving to three different parties. Avram, the man of chesed, is giving over here to other men. It's a Bein Adam L'Chaveiro demonstration. He has an ox, he has food, he has drink, and he is giving it over to others. Now we have Yitzchak, and then Yitzchak, he's also giving, he's also sacrificing, but he's not sacrificing food and giving it to another person. He's sacrificing himself and giving up himself to God. And Yaakov is a little bit in between. Yaakov, whom is Yaakov serving? Yaakov is serving Yitzchak. He's serving a fellow man, but not just a fellow man. Really, it's his father and his, you know, his personal creator. As we know, I think the Ramban points out and others point out that the fifth of the Aseres Adibros, it's the mitzvah kaved esavicha v'esimecha, honoring your parents, but it seems to be on the wrong side. It seems to be on the side of bein adam l'makom, not bein adam l'chaveiro. And they explain that this is the transition. This is a Ramban says this is a transition of bein adam l'makom to bein adam l'chaveiro, because the serving parents is somewhere in between. They're not just your friend, but you're kind of like Hashem. They're your creator in a sense. Of course, they're not really Hashem. So it's somewhere in between. And we see Yaakov over here serving his father, and that's somewhere in between Avraham serving his human guests and Yitzchak serving up himself to Hashem. So we see these three different paradigms of these midos and these spheros in these three animals, and also the lesson of whom to give to and how we're supposed to give, and that they're comparable. And with all these lessons, as we enter the world of karbonos, which of course is supposed to be given to Hashem, but it's supposed to be a general training ourselves to be givers in general, to give to Hashem, to give to others. Of course, not Chas v'Shalom mixing that up and giving what you're supposed to be giving to Hashem, giving that to others. But this teferis, this balance of you know, working on bein adam l'makom, bein adam l'chaveiro, and that is certainly a big avoda of this time period as we make our way to Matan Torah. And that's an opportunity which looks like on the surface, right, it's a bein adam l'makom situation. Right, us committing to Hashem. But the truth is that on the way there, we know that one of the main lessons to learn at this time is v'haftarecha kamocha, to not make the mistake of the 24,000 Talmidim. To have this bein adam lachavero focus as well, and through that we could unite, and then through that we can be vayichan sham Yisrael neged ahar kish echad b'leiv echad, and then we can be makal matan Torah together. Halavai, we should be zocha. Have a beautiful Shabbos.